阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来开始早上祷告会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning prayer.
259.
Sing hymn 259. Please be seated.
请看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第五章。
James chapter
5. 从十三节到十八节。
Let's read from verse 13 to 18.
你们中间有受苦的，他就应该要祷告；有喜乐的，他就应该歌颂。这个地方说，有受苦的就要祷告。
Here said that is anyone among you suffering, let him pray.
祷告就是在神面前来陈明我们的心。
Praying is to declare our heart in front of God.
好像哈娜很痛苦。
Just like Hannah, she's full of sorrow.
她来到神面前，把她痛苦倒出来。
She came before God and poured out her heart.
有时候我们很痛苦，总是要找一些人哈来透透气。
Sometimes we are full of sorrow and want to talk to someone to pour our heart out.
但是虽然讲完，我们的问题还是没有办法解决。
But even if after we pour out our heart, our problem has been solved.
但是当哈娜把这个痛苦倒出来
，But when Hannah poured out her heart,
神怜悯她，祷告完，神就叫以利先知跟她讲说。你的祷告得到垂听了。
God has mercy on her, and after her prayer, God told Eli to tell her that her prayer has been heard.
那十四节。
14。
你们有病的，他要请教会的长老来，可以奉耶稣的名为他祷告。
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him.
这个就是代祷。
So this is a prayer of intercession.
这里特别讲教会的长老。
This specially mentioned here the elders of the church.
这个不是头衔本身有什么能力。
This is not because the title has any power.
是指着一般按例做长职的灵性就比较高，常常有在亲近神。
But it refers to those who has been anointed because they pray more often and has a closer relationship to God.
那比较靠近神和代祷就会比较有功效。
And because they are more closer to God, and their prayer were therefore more effective.
所以我们好像那个赞美诗里面吼 channel of blessing， 我们好像一个管道。
So just like the hymn that we often sing, channel of blessing, we are like a channel.
一方面通到神那里。
One way it reach out up to God.
那一方面就通到人。
Another way it will reach down to man.
所以神的恩典借着我们的代祷可以流到别人身上。
So the grace of God will flow out to others through us.
好，所以这里讲哈，要有病要请别人代祷，不要客气。
So if we have any sickness, we should ask others to pray for us.
这也是一种爱心啊。
This is also another form of love.
好，那十五节开始就在提到以利亚的祷告。
And from verse 15 and onward talks about Elijah's prayer.
以利亚跟我们一样的性情的人。
And Elijah has same man just like us.
在十七节。
In verse 17,
他跟我们完全一样是人。
He was a man with the same nature like ours.
结果他的祷告非常有功效。
And his prayer is very effective.
神没有偏待人。
God is not impartial.
神爱每一个人。
God loves everyone.
所以神希望救每一个人。
God wishes to save everyone.
但是我们每一个人祷告的功效不太一样。
But everyone's prayer effectiveness is varies.
这个不是神偏心。
It's not because God is partial.
这是因为每一个人祷告的心不一样。
It's because everyone have a different heart when it comes to prayer.
所以祷告如果能够预备心，跟以利亚一样，那以利亚祷告的功效我们也可以体验到。
So if we can prepare our heart for prayer just like Elijah, then our effect of our prayer will be just like Elijah.
我们想想看，如果把祷告从摩西的生活拿掉，摩西能做什么？
So if we take the prayer out of Moses' life, what can Moses accomplish?
什么也做不成。
There's nothing that he can accomplish.
如果把祷告从保罗的生活拿掉，保罗能做什么？
If we take our prayer out of Paul's life, then there's not much Paul can accomplish.
保罗什么也做不出来。
There's not much Paul can do.
如果把祷告从使徒行传拿掉，使徒教会还会发展吗？
If we take prayer out of the book of Acts, then what the church of Acts can do? Not much.
那这样想，我们就再从另外方面来想。
Now, we will look at this from a different angle.
如果我们有像摩西那样的祷告
，If we have prayer just like Moses,
那红海也会分开。
Then we know that the Red Sea will be parted.
那约旦河也会分，但很多的神迹都会行出来。
And many miracles will be performed.
如果我们的祷告像保罗一样
，If our prayer is like Paul's,
那我们就发现我们的工作都很清楚，可以看到神的带领。
And we will discover that our work have a guidance of God.
如果我们的祷告跟使徒教会一样
if our prayer is like the church in the book of Acts,
那我们就发现神会很充分的在我们教会里面来带领我们的圣工。
And we will realize that God will personally guide many holy works in our church.
所以怎么提升我们祷告，这个是我们需要学习的。
So how to elevate our prayer, this is something we need to learn.
那提升就是要 更新我们的心。
So to elevate, to renew our heart.
那以利亚祷告功效有三点。
So Elijah's prayer has three effects.
十五节。
Verse 15.
出于信心祷告，要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他说犯了罪，也必得赦免。
And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven.
第一个就是要出于信心祷告。
So first is the prayer should be there should be prayer of faith.
主耶稣说，你祷告无论求什么，只要信是得着，就必得着。
So Lord Jesus tells us that when you pray, no matter what you ask, as long as you believe, you shall receive.
要先信会得着。就可以得着。
So you must believe that you will receive, that you shall receive it.
这个信就是对我们所求的事情感觉到有把握。
So having faith is to have assurance of what we pray for will receive.
一天、两天、十天、二十天，我们都还是信。
It may take one day, two days, ten days, twenty days, we still believe it.
短时间容易，但是长时间就比较难。
For a short period of time, this is easy, but for a long period of time, this becomes more difficult.
那信从哪里来？
Where does this faith really come from?
信也是神给我们
的。This faith also comes from God.
所以一个父亲向主耶稣祷告，主啊，我信不足，我信，但是我信不足，求主加添。
So there was a father who prayed to Lord Jesus, Lord, I believe, but my belief is not sufficient.
对，英文说 I believe.But help my unbelief. 这个有时候我们在看英文就很难了解，为什么我信又帮助我的不信
？So if you look at English, it says I believe, but help me my unbelief. So why one believe, but then it mentions that it's my unbelief?
理论上，我们大家都知道神可以叫死人复活。
Now in theory, we know that God can raise the dead.
我们可以讲得很有信心。
We can speak something with full faith.
但是等我们遇到问题，真的要来交托神，那个信心有时候就发现很少。
But when we encounter problems and we ourselves must have faith, and we found our faith is very little.
所以前面那个信就是头脑上的认同，知识上的知道。
So the faith that we mentioned earlier is the merely a knowledge of what we believe.
那后面那个不信啊，帮助我的不信，那个不信就是实际要靠神那个信心，我们还缺乏。
Second belief, which is what the man mentioned, unbelief, is something that we need to trust in God.
那求主加添。
So we need to ask God to help us.
所以如果我们用一个问卷问每一个信徒。
So if we have a survey to ask every believers.
你相信神能够叫死人复活吗？
Do you believe that God will raise the dead?
当然，大家都可以打勾。
I believe everyone will make a mark on that.
但是你相信你的问题？可以借着祷告解决吗
？And the second question, do you believe that your problem will be resolved through prayer?
很多人就没有办法回答了。
And many people might hesitate and not sure how to answer that.
所以要信心啊，神会给我们。
So if you want to have faith, God will give to us.
十六节
，16，
彼此认罪，互相代求。
Confess your trespasses to one another.
一人祷告大有功效。
And pray for one another because the prayer of righteousness is effective.
义人就是跟神之间没有阻隔的，因为他是义人。
A righteous man means that there's no blockage between him and God.
因为人跟神的这种阻隔就是罪。
Because the veil between man and God is sin.
那罪怎么解决
？How do we resolve the problem of sin?
彼此认罪，互相代求。
We must confess with one another.
那我们认罪神。拿掉我们的罪，我们就祷告可以达到神面前。
And once we confess our trespasses, and God will remove our trespasses, and then our prayer will reach God.
耶利米哀歌说，我们要深深审查自己，再归向神。
A lamentation tells us that we must examine ourselves and pray to God.
那第三个
，Number three，
十七节
，Verse 17，
说以利亚恳切祷告。求不要下雨，也就三年零六个月不再下在地上。
Elijah prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
第三个祷告有功效，就是恳切的祷告。
The third reason that a prayer is effective because this prayer is has earnesty.
这个就是我们祷告的时候放的感情，我们很需要这样很迫切的祈求。
This means that when we pray with importunity, we pray with feeling.
Hannah 虽然没有声音，但是她祷告很恳切。
Even though Hannah did not pray loud, pray silently, but she prayed with importunity.
那主耶稣祷告很大声。
But when Jesus prayed, she prayed with a loud voice.
祷告也蒙神垂听。
And his prayer was also heard.
所以声音大小，这个不是重点。
So it does not matter how loud, how little your voice is.
重点是我们的心很恳切。
The key is that whether we pray with earnesty or importunity.
祷告发生功效三个要件。
So for the prayer to be effective, there are three reasons.
第一个，凭信心祷告。
First, we must pray with faith.
第二个，认罪祈求。
We must confess our sins.
第三个，恳切祷告。
We must pray with earnestly.
那我们现在要来祷告。
And now we're going to kneel down and pray.
特别为今天跟明天的灵恩布道会祈祷。
We specially pray for today and tomorrow's spiritual convocation.
那我们的慕道朋友 Evelyn 哈，因为他做化学治疗，白血球比较低哦，我们要为他的受洗特别祷告。
And our truth seeker, our friend Evelyn, because she received the chemotherapy and her white cell count is lower, so let's specially pray for her because she was ready to receive baptism.
求主耶稣的怜悯能够带领，让神的名得到荣耀。
So we ask God to have mercy, that God can guide them so that His name will be glorified.
祷告也为黄传道祷告。
And when we pray, we also pray for Pastor Huang.
他在肯亚大概生病啊，求主怜悯。
He's in Kenya, but he's sick now.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
如果要到前面来可以。
Let us all come forward and pray together.